It's Phil Hendry here with our second encore of the week. We're going back to our old encore schedule next week.
Yeah, right, yeah.
All right, take it easy. Monday and Friday, yeah, because we had shifted it around because of a work situation. However, I digress. Part two of the Tom Dovka sing-in happens on today's show with famed radio consultant, although there's no radio anymore, Tom Dovka. Can't miss this.
Oh, joy.
And now, the Tom Dovka explosion. Yes, Tom Dovka, one of the top consultants in all of the radio game, is on the Phil Hendry Show, filling in and showing how it's done. Here then, Tom Dovka. All right, thanks a lot. If you heard me yesterday, you heard that I didn't do too good. And I'm not, I'm not a professional. What I don't do is I'm not here doing... I respect talent, don't get me wrong, but this is a lot of monkey stuff. You and I both know it. Where the real stuff happens is up there, upstairs, in the producing and the programming offices. That's where I come in. Huh? I'm Tom Dovka. That's where I come in, see? And I consult, and I tell them how to do it good. A lot of these talents, they don't want to do it the way you tell them to do it. Henry's one of them. I'm very grateful to David G. Hall taking the opportunity, because Mr. Henry can't really... He's not too good. He ain't feeling good, right? See? So David G. Hall said, hey, why don't you go in there, Tom, and, fill in. And that's what I'm doing. Now, yesterday I filled in, and I did. I thought it would be nice to sing some of my favorite songs. I got depressed at the end, and I started talking about
putting your hand in your pants.
Excuse me, General Shaw, who is... I understand that you feel free to...
All right.
You feel free to contribute on the Phil Hendry Show.
That's what I'm asked to do.
Well, I'm asking you to please not.
Fine.
I know what I did. I sang Viva Las Vegas. I didn't do it good. But I thought about it overnight. I'm going to bring in the Dr. Jim Sadler, who is a veterinarian. Is that...
Step
up to the microphone there.
Yeah, no, Tom, I'm a general practitioner doctor, but I started in veterinary medicine. The reason why I brought that up is because...
You think that I need a veterinarian?
No, I don't. I think that a lot of what's troubling you comes from a very animal, sort of a base in all of us, the very base animal instincts what we all have. And so...
Can I interject?
What?
What do you want?
Watch it, Sadler. You guys say the base instincts what we've got, instead of saying the base instincts that we've got. You all butcher the language, and I'm trying to point that out to you.
What is it?
What are we supposed to say?
You don't say the base instincts what we got. You say the base instincts that we have.
Oh, well.
Hey, you love this guy? Yes, sir. What do you call him? My Fair Lady?
Yeah. Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle. Isn't that the guy?
No, that was the guy that talked to animals. That'd be you, Sadler.
What do you mean I talk to animals?
Aren't you the veterinarian?
All right, thanks a lot, General. So you were saying I need a veterinarian.
No, I'm not saying you need a veterinarian, Tom.
Because that's a little insulting. I know you're trying to make a joke, but it's a little insulting.
No, I'm saying that we all come from a very base animal place sometimes, and sometimes I just have to deal with people as if I'm back there, and I'm squeezing one of the anal glands. I don't know.
Squeezing an anal gland?
Well, that's... When I look at you...
You think I need an anal...
No, I'm not saying... I'm saying that I just need to deal with you on a real one-on-one level, like you're just...
Like I'm your dog.
No.
Because I don't get any... You say I need a veterinarian.
I've met a lot of people, of all the people that I've met, who could use...
A veterinarian. I'm the guy.
Yeah. Now, forget it.
Okay, so here I am, my second day back here on the Phil Hendry Show. David G. Hall giving his stamp of approval for me to be here, and I got a guy here telling me that what I need is a veterinarian.
I'm saying you need the direct communication that a veterinarian's type of doctor can give you.
All right, so tell me, what is the direct communication I need?
First thing that you need to do is admit to yourself that while you are a success as a radio programmer, you don't belong behind a microphone. You've said so yourself.
I said that it don't take any talent to be here. I've listened to this guy, Hendry. I've listened to all of them. I've had all kinds of disc jockeys and talk show hosts,
and all kinds of radio personalities and the podcasters, and they all are like, yeah, you know, like they're all this and a bag of pork rinds. And I'm sitting, and I'm in an office. I make a lot of money, but if I were dead, I couldn't attract a female fly.
So, in other words, you don't get a lot of attention.
I mean, I'm a star too. You know, I'm a consultant. I program stations. I'm big. You know, I'm big time. And yet, guys like Henry walk down the street. All these chicks want to talk to him, and I'm sitting there scratching my ass.
So that's what we're talking about. And that's when you went into Viva Las Vegas yesterday. You were putting yourself down because you didn't feel you were worthy of stardom, even though you are, in your own right, a star.
I feel that I am. I feel there's a lot of radio consultants that don't deserve to be considered stars, but I'm a star. I'm every bit as much a star as like a Howard Stern.
Okay.
And yet, there's Stern, and he's on, what is the thing that he did?
Isn't he on the Shooting for the Stars or something like that?
Yeah, he's on one of them shows. It's 90 degrees outside, and I'm sitting in a parked car with a peanut butter sandwich, 90 degrees outside. I got a phone call to make.
Right.
And I got my pants undone just so I can get some cool air going down there.
I understand.
And that's why I sang the song the way I sang it.
Right. Let's do it one more time here, and then I got another song I want you to sing, because I think it's good therapy for you, Tom. I think it's good for you to sing these songs in a way that uplifts you, that reinforces you, and that gives you all due respect for the things what you do.
All right, here's a song now I'm going to sing, and it's from what's this?
This is Queen.
Who?
Queen. Go ahead, look.
This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get round to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Yeah, hey. This thing called love, it cries in a cradle all night. It swings, it jives, it shakes all over like a jellyfish. And here I am with my thumb parked up my hand.
No, don't give up.
There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll, but I'm standing here.
Oh, come on, Tom.
No, I'm standing here with my thumb in my ass, and I'm scratching my tonsils.
No, come on, don't give up on it.
All right, I'm sorry. I gotta be cool, relax, get hip, and not be a tub of crap, which is what I am. No, I'm sitting in a parked car with a bologna sandwich. I'm a big fat tub of crap in a parked car.
Fuck it. Come on, Tom, you're giving up on it.
I don't want you to give up, Tom. Stay positive. You belong in that broadcasting seat. You belong. Your talent, even though you're a consultant, your talent.
Yeah, no, okay, all right. I got you. Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
I gotta be cool here. Relax, get hip, get on my tracks, take a back seat, hitchhike, and take a long ride on my motorbike, and take it, ride it, all the way up my own ass. Fuck it.
No, come on.
No, I used to think I could do this, but I feel like a tub of shit in slacks.
Tom, you're giving up.
I must get round to it sometime. Till then, I got 50 pounds to lose. I'm sorry, folks. This is Tom Dovka. Tom Dovka. We'll be right back. Tom Dovka here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass, a subscription for the Phil Henry Show website, which has 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content you've ever heard in the history of your life, is there for you for under $10 for the month, under $7 a month for the whole year. You not only get that, you get all of Phil's video casts, you get his long and short-form comedy, you get his home movies that go all the way back to the 1940s in Toronto, Canada. What is that about? You know?
Pretty interesting.
I don't know. There is also other home movies that are contemporary. There's also TV pilots.
Yeah, he produced a couple.
TV pilots, what Mr. Henry produced. There I go saying what Mr. Henry. I mean that Mr. Henry produced, and ever so very much more. Get a backstage pass to Phil Henry Show today at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online, other than the porn.
And now back to Tom Dovka, the Tom Dovka Explosion, with one of the top radio consultants in all of America, Tom Dovka. He has consulted some of the top radio stations in the entire country, and now he's here to give you the benefit of his wisdom, Tom Dovka.
It's Tom Dovka here. I also have with me Dr. Jim Sadler. Now, I tried to sing Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
You were trying, what we wanted you to do is to get into that, get into the groove. And let's try it one more time. Here's what I want to do.
No, wait a minute.
No, here's what I want to do. Let's try this. I'm going to do a little dance.
Wait a minute. Dr. Sadler, you're shaking your hips like a chick.
Just hold on. Yeah.
What are you doing, Sadler?
I'm swigging. I'm with. Kill it. Turn it off for a minute. I used to be on stage in Vegas. Did you know that?
You're kidding. No, I didn't know you were on stage in Vegas.
I did. I was part of the all-male review. We had the female dancers and we had the male. And
I see you swinging your hips around like a girl.
That's what I did. Okay, now here. I'm going to dance while you sing.
I don't know.
Hey, wait a second. I'll just do, and you go ahead and sing. And here we go. Oh, pretty woman. Just pretend like...
Pretend you're the woman?
Hold on, kill it. What are you trying to say?
Well, I mean, Sadler, you're doing ooh and doing a hip hunch. You're sticking your butt out at me.
Yeah, and?
Well,
you trying to tell me I'm gay or something? Let me tell you something, Jack. I'm married to a beautiful woman. I'm married to a more beautiful woman than what you'll ever get in your life. See these guns? I work 7 days a week on this body.
All right, okay, sorry. Jesus. Nobody's saying that, not attacking your manhood, Sadler. You're just swinging your hips around like you want somebody to come up and take a full cheek of your ass in their hand.
Hey.
All right, just doing a song here.
Now I'll dance for you.
Don't dance for me, just... Yeah, here we go. Pretty woman walking down the street. Looks like Sadler.
I'm sorry. All right, kill it. Knock it off.
Okay, but you're...
Sadler, you're doing this whole Mata Hari thing, man. Wiggling your finger at him.
I'm just fooling around. Come on, do it. Do it!
Pretty woman, I don't believe you. You're not the truth. You look like some dude in a pair of slacks.
All right, are you gonna do this right or not? I'll stop dancing.
That would help if you would not dance.
Okay, what a guy. You know something, man, you guys are homophobes or something?
Well, Sadler, will you just don't dance for the guy and wiggle your finger like, come on, come hither.
I'm just giving him the whole vibe. All right, go.
Go.
I'm going to try to go. I'm
trying to give you confidence in yourself.
Yeah, I like this song. It's one of my favorite songs. Yeah. Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, you're the kind of what I would like to meet. Pretty woman, yeah, I don't believe you. You're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy, yeah.
That's right, man.
Mercy, yeah. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? I weigh about 300 pounds with a fat ass.
Keep going.
Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be. I don't think I used any underarm today. Oh, goddamn.
What are you doing, man?
I'm just telling you, man.
Get the confidence.
All right. Oh, pretty woman, stop a while. I'm sorry, I gotta take a bath. It's been a long week.
Just kill it.
What?
What is it with you?
We're trying to give you confidence, Dovka. I understand that, but, you know, I'm Tom Dovko, okay? I'm out there 7 days a week breaking my ass. Look, I'm a married man. I don't know about picking up women.
What is this whole thing about you haven't had a shower?
I haven't. I see a pretty woman. Don't you want me to be honest with her? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Pretty woman, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty woman, pardon my breath. Pretty woman, I think I'll take a break and hit the can. 'Cause I need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby. On second thought, you better not. I need a bath.
So you don't. You...
What? This was you, Sadler.
So you don't. Well, you don't really want to get the confidence that it takes to sing the song to let everyone that you let everyone know that let everyone know.
Let everyone know that you, Tom Dovka, are the man. I am the man. Okay. It's just that you put me in the middle of Pretty Woman and you got me snapping my fingers and walking down the street. It's hard, I'm telling you. It's real hard. It's real hard.
It's Dr. Jim Sadler. Hold on for a minute.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you how Dr. Jim Sadler, the Bright Light City, going to set my soul, going to set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just the devil with my hand in my shirt.
Yeah, see, you did the same thing.
No. I was going to say I had my fly open.
Did you guys grow up?
How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day.
God, that is lousy.
But not even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. And all you need's a strong heart and nerves of steel. But I can't find it with both hands.
Wait a minute.
I can't find it with...
Get out of here. You sound like you got a cold like Henry.
I do.
You can't find it with both hands, huh?
No.
Viva Las Vegas, turning daytime into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again.
I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun, if it costs me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swinging time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, let's just leave the dice hot. Let me shoot a 7 with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! I can't find both cheeks with both hands.
Nice going, Sadler.
I'm sorry.
You're trying to give me confidence and you're saying you can't find either cheek?
Both cheeks.
With both hands.
Yeah.
All right, this is, I'm sorry, folks. This is General Galen Shaw. We tried to give General, what's your name? My name is Tom Dov. Hold on, I'm the host. I'm Tom Dovka. I'll keep working on it, folks. All right, folks. We butchered this thing alive, but I'm going to leave you with a nice classy thing here from Bobby Dare and Somewhere. Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. I'm standing there with no pants on. My love is standing and watches the ships that go sailing.
Get it right.
Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there waiting for me. And I can't find it with both hands. I mean, if I could fly the birds on high, then straight to her arms, I'll go sailing. It's far, yeah, beyond the star. It's near, beyond the moon. And I know I'm walking around with a hole in my crotch, my fly's wide open, and wait a minute.
Get
we'll meet beyond the shore. Yeah, that's it. We'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea. And I'll never again leave the house with the fly wide open.
Yeah!
The Tom Dawka Show, the Tom Dawka Explosion. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler. We'll keep working on it.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry, although he doesn't know, he's probably out cold someplace. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah.